All right, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Welcome back to the Success by Design podcast. Super excited today because, are you ready? LinkedIn is actually working for me. So I know we stream on LinkedIn every single week. Last week we had a hiccup, so we had to divert to YouTube. But LinkedIn, thank you for having us this week. Hey, if you're new to the Success by Design podcast, this is where we unpack strategies, mindset shifts, and really habits that just help you accelerate your career and level up your leadership. So if you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Executive Career Upgrades. And today we're diving into a big topic, one that, if I'm being honest, it's probably the difference between staying stuck as like hidden talent or becoming a trusted authority. So today's episode, are you ready? From hidden talent to trusted authority. And this is the path most leaders skip. So I want you to pay close attention today. And as always, hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let me tell you, most leaders skip this. They want to stay in the shadows. They do great work, but no one knows who they are. I mean, the people at their company know who they are, right? But no one else. They typically don't invest in building leadership skills. They don't share their message. They don't become known. And because of that, they miss out on job offers, promotions, consulting opportunities, board invites, and the legacy that they were actually meant to build. So if you're director, VP, executive, right now, hear me. Being good at what you do is not enough. Let me repeat, being good at what you do is not enough. You have to be known for being good at what you do. Totally different. So let's break this down, okay? Because here's like the trap of just being great at your job, you know? You've worked hard, you have experience, likely a lot of people tuning in now, you've built, you know, teams, projects, driven revenue, you've done everything, right? Survive layoffs, manage operations, save companies money, right? But nobody outside your company really knows your name, right? You're the hidden talent. You're powerful, right? You have lots of great skills, but you're invisible. You know, this makes me think of talking about, products, right? Because you are a product. And think about this if we're thinking about business. When we're talking about products, it is, you know, you can have the best product in the whole world. You can have the best price in the whole world, right? But if no one knows about the product, ladies and gentlemen, you are not selling it. Okay? So let me repeat that again. For a company, you can have a great product, you can have a competitive price or a cheap price, okay? And a great service. If people don't know who you are, they cannot buy from you. They can't transact from you. This is something my mentor, Grant Cardone, man, he's just drilled into my head all the time, right? You can have a great product. You can be great at what you do, right? You can have all these things. But if people don't know you, man, how can they possibly hire you? And the corporate world, are you ready? They don't reward someone who's just invisible, that they've not heard of, right? It rewards visibility. Not politics, not fake hype, but strategic visibility. Hey, everyone tuning in. Rebecca from the West Coast, glad to have you. And Chris and Ben and Priya, welcome, welcome, welcome. Appreciate you joining today. So, hey, visibility as a leader, right? Let's talk about the different types of visibility that you need if you're taking notes. You need someone who communicates with clarity, someone who's seen as a thought leader, hopefully someone who is a published expert, and someone who continually invests in themselves, especially with leadership. That's the path most leaders skip. They think, hey, if I just work harder, someone will notice. Well, if you're watching this, it's been 20 years. Has anyone noticed? Probably just the people at your company. Why? You don't share your story, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to share your story, especially in the land of internet, right? In 2025. So, I want to talk about the three areas that transform careers and how to really go from, how do I go from this hidden person who's great at what I do to a trusted advisor by many? What I tell the clients at Executive Career Upgrades frequently is, you know, like, know, and trust. It's a marketing thing, right? The more people like you, the more people who trust you, the more people who know you, it's much easier to land a job you love, get consulting opportunities, etc. If no one knows you, hey, it's tremendously hard. So let's talk about the three critical areas I want you to focus on. Number one, leadership and development. Man, If you want to stand out in your industry, you have to lead more effectively. This means that you need to learn how to set vision and communicate it clearly, inspire others, lead cross-functional teams at higher levels, handle conflict, most importantly, with emotional intelligence, and speak on stages, podcasts, and panels. You know, leadership isn't just a title. It's about transforming. And the best leaders, they're always learning. It's one of my favorite quotes from my man, John Maxwell, who says, leaders don't develop in a day. They develop daily. So please write that down. Leaders develop daily. That's one of the reasons, too, just real quick, I created the Leadership and Development Program here at Executive Corrupt Greats to give, people who aspire to be effective leaders a real path to becoming high impact leaders, not just like a title, but in action. Okay. Number two, you have to get known. LinkedIn articles, LinkedIn posts. LinkedIn is, if you're in business, LinkedIn is where it's at. It just is. And you need to become a writer and an author, in my opinion, because here's the truth bomb. Books open doors. Articles open doors, right? When you publish a book, you don't just tell people what you know. You prove it. You elevate your authority. You create content that gets shared. You attract speaking engagements. You generate trust, right? So most executives never do this. They think, who am I to write a book? Let me flip it. Who are you not to write a book? Most of you listening to this podcast, you got 20, 25, 30 years of experience, and none of it's documented. This is crazy. That's a waste. That's why our published authors program exists, right? To help leaders write, publish, and promote your book. And I think it's a 12-week program. You know, we give you the process, the mentorship, and the accountability. If you want, hey, we do these programs twice a year. We're actually kicking off another now that today's the intro week. It's officially going to start next week. So if you want more information on the Published Authors Program or Leadership Development, because you don't want to be hidden, right? You want to be visible to the masses, send me an email at tim@execupgrades.com. And hey, number three, you need to build a thoughtful leadership platform. You have to create content. If you're not, you're falling behind. In today's world, hey, visibility builds velocity. You want people to think of you when they hear, you know, digital transformation, sales, turnaround expert, you know, marketing leader, right? And they're only going to know that if you're putting out content online, on LinkedIn, podcasts, articles, events. This is what moves people from like, oh, I've never heard of them to, hey, we need that person in our company. You know, there's a recent client, you know, well, a couple. One was a VP. He was laid off 12 years at the same company, no LinkedIn activity, no real network, no thought leadership. You know, we helped her write a book, I think last year, defining her brand. And she didn't just land a job. She landed a couple different contracting opportunities because she actually started putting out content. Look, nothing in life, follow me, nothing in life is magical. It's not anything you can't do. It's strategy. And it works if you're willing to stop hiding. But here's why most people skip this. You ready? Hits you with all the excuses you're thinking right now. Man, I don't know how to write a book, right? I'm too busy. I don't know where to start. People are scared of putting themselves out there. They think good work is enough. If you want to grow, you have to stretch yourself. You know, one of the best things I like about growth is, man, it's challenging, ladies and gentlemen. So if you on a growth path where you want to continually level up in life, let me tell you, you're going to live a very uncomfortable life. But think about this. Would you rather live a comfortable life and always struggle, kind of, or an uncomfortable life and always be leveling up and making the biggest impact and legacy that you could possibly leave? I would say if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably number two. So you have to step out from behind the spreadsheets. You have to stop being the best kept secret. Because if your dream job opened tomorrow, would they think of you or someone else who's more visible? Do you know what the most painful thing is? I know that everyone watches people on LinkedIn and TikTok and Instagram. How many people do you run across? Let's say I'm a sales leader and you see people giving sales advice and you're like, man, that's not good advice. That's not good advice. That's not good advice. But here's the thing. They're getting known. So you can have all the best advice in the world and not be known, or you can give not very good advice and be heavily known and be extremely overpaid. So here's my question to you. Do you want to stay hidden or do you want to become a trusted authority? Because if you aspire to be to these high levels, right, you need to want to grow your brand, get better at leadership, and get known for the real value you bring. I'm going to try to get not too emotional talking about leadership, but it's something I take extremely seriously. Why? Because I care about my people, right? I want them to grow. I want them to develop as leaders. I want to push them, man. That's what I had in the military. So if you need help becoming a better leader, right, or you know, becoming more known through writing a book, etc., again, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Let me leave you with this. You're not just here to make money. You're here to make an impact, and you're here to leave a legacy. And you're not going to do that by staying super quiet. You're going to do it by stepping up and becoming known. So, hey, this is the Success by Design podcast. Don't let your career happen by default, man. Design it, build it, and own it. And as always, if you need help getting to that next level, do me a favor. Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, and I'll see you next week. Have a great day, everyone.